Hebrews 4:16. Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Can we lift our hands up to Him? Say, I've come in your presence. I've come to your presence this morning. I receive grace, mercy, help in these times. In the name, can we pray together? I've come before your throne of grace. I receive grace, mercy, and help. I receive grace. I receive mercy. I receive help. I receive grace. I receive mercy. I receive help. I receive grace. I receive mercy. I receive help. I receive grace. I receive mercy. I receive help. I receive grace. I receive mercy. I receive help. I come before you this morning. And I receive grace. I receive mercy. I receive help. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. 2 Corinthians 6:1. 2 Corinthians 6:1. We then, as workers with Him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. Lift your right hand up and say, this morning and throughout my life, here on earth, I will not receive the grace of God in vain. Can we pray? In the name of Jesus, the grace of God over my life shall not be in vain. I will not receive the grace of God in vain. I will not receive the grace of God in vain. The grace of God upon my life shall not be in vain. I will not receive the grace of God in vain. I will not receive the grace of God. I will not receive the grace of God in vain. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can we decree by the grace of God this week, I receive speed and acceleration in the name of Jesus. Can we pray by grace? By grace? By grace? By grace? By grace, by grace, by grace, I receive speed and acceleration. By the grace of God, by grace, I receive speed and acceleration. By grace, by grace, by grace, by grace, I receive speed and acceleration. By grace, I receive speed and acceleration. We give you praise, we give you honor. Blessed be your name, O Lord, in Jesus mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat. Bow down your heads. Bow down your hearts. You part my sin, my guilt, my shame, and pour out the overflow. You look beyond me. I just needed to calm your spirit. Let there be a release of the multifaceted, multi-dimensional grace of the Lord in the house. Let there be a release of great grace in the house. Let there be a release of great enablement in the house. Let there be a release. The grace of God that separates. The grace of God that brings distinction. The grace of God that distinguishes. Let it be upon you this morning. Let grace be upon you. 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 Let grace come and distinguish you. Let grace come and distinguish you. Receive the grace of the Lord. 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 Receive grace. Receive grace. Receive grace. Receive grace. We magnify you, Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. Let there be a fresh release of your grace, what only you can do in the affairs of men. Let there be a release of a grace upon every life here. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, we glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Welcome to church. Can you just tell somebody, welcome to church this morning? Welcome to church. John 1, verse 14 to 18. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We have seen His glory. Glory as the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about Him and cried out, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me ranks higher before me, because He was before me." Verse 16. And from His fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only God, who is at the Father's side. No one has ever seen God. The only God who is at the Father's side has made Him known. Can we move to verse 17? Put it on 17 for me. And I want the church, 16 and 17. 16 and 17 together. Can we all reach together? And from His fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus. Lift your right hand and say, "This morning I receive grace upon grace from the fullness of Jesus. From the fullness of Jesus, I receive grace upon grace. From the fullness of Jesus, I receive grace upon grace, grace upon grace. From the fullness of Jesus, I receive grace upon grace. From the fullness of Jesus, I move from grace unto grace. From the fullness of Jesus, my family experience grace upon grace. From the fullness of Jesus." In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Listen to me. You need to understand grace. When a man writes an exam and he qualifies, they give him a certificate. When a man takes part in a race and he wins, they give him a trophy. When a man does not qualify and does not take part in a race and he is given a certificate and a trophy, that is what is called grace. Should I repeat myself? When a man writes an exam and passes and qualifies, they give him certificate. They say he's chartered. He has certification. When he carries the certification, he looks at it and says, "This is the work of my hands." When a man takes part in a race and he wins a race, they give him a trophy because he's Maradona, Ronaldo, or whatever. Usain Bolt is given a trophy. When a man neither qualifies from the exam and neither takes part in the race, but is given the certificate and a trophy, what he has experienced is grace. I pray for you this morning. May the grace of the Lord locate you in the name of Jesus. So grace is God's unmerited favor that He bestows upon His people. Listen, They don't merit it. They don't deserve it. What we don't deserve that God graciously gives unto us is what is called grace. Grace is God's kindness, God's blessings towards or upon his people. When we sit down sometimes and look at our life, even the way we lived the last week, and we see what God even did for us the last week, you look at it and say, not be by my power. This is too much now. What did I do to obtain this? When God's kindness and blessings come upon his people, when they least deserve it, it is called grace. Grace is God's gift and enablement in the lives of his children. Therefore, that means sometimes God comes and gives you special talent. God comes and gives you special enablement. God comes and gives you special job in a special office. That enablement and gift of God upon you that you never asked of, that you were born with, it is called grace. Grace is God's unconditional love towards a person who doesn't deserve it. If most of us think deep and look at our lives, we are not supposed to be alive today. But we are here. What brought us this far? It is called. Can I hear you? It is called. So when we don't deserve it, but his unconditional love makes it available for us, it is called grace. And it is not available for everyone. Therefore, grace gives a believer an advantage. There is a grace advantage for God's children. Do you know that sometimes God comes and demonstrates his extravagant care and favor? So God's extravagant care and favor upon his children, upon whoever he desires, is called grace. And I pray for everyone here. Let the extravagant grace of the Lord locate you in your present circumstance in the name of Jesus. Sometimes, if I want to help you, I will give you conditions for me to help you. Sometimes, if you want to request something from me as a human being, I will give you conditions. You must do this, you must do that. Even when we go to parties and they are sharing food, we use to share food. Now, person where you know, we used to do many things. Because grace is offered with no strings attached and nothing required. You don't have to explain it because grace is unexplainable. It was because I went after I did that and I did it. Then God now look upon me on in grace. That's not grace. That might be favor. You deserve it. But when God comes with no string attached, unlike a human being, and say receive, that is grace. I see the grace of God overwhelming your life the remaining part of this year in the name of Jesus. Listen, grace is contrary to human nature. That is why the religious fight grace. The godly celebrate grace. There's a difference between a religious person and a godly person. Grace is not normal. It's not normal for human beings. Nobody receives something on earth for nothing. Nobody. Is there anybody here that you walk to a place of work and you sit down and they give you salary without you working for it? Grace is not human. Grace is not worldly. Grace is not earthly. Grace is divine. Grace is godly. Grace is heavenly. It is not normal. When we commit mistakes and error, the natural thing is to expect a punishment for it. That is why for every law on earth, there are laws, and they tell you, if you break it, this is what happens to you. In the world, a cause and effect. Grace says, without any cause, I give you an effect, and I give you a result. No human being can make grace available for another human being. Because grace is naturally, womanly, worldly, impossible. Grace is only divine. Stop looking for grace from people. They don't have it. Men can favor you. But grace is a favor you don't merit that is still given to you. You mean you did not come to work for 30 days. You did not call me. And I'm the owner of a business. You did not call me for the 30 days. After 30 days, when we are paid, you will not call and say, I should pay you salary. Me? But many of us, for 30 days, no prayer, no reading of Bible, no communication, sin everywhere, doing whatever we please. At the end of a day, month, God still comes and shows mercy and protects you. That is grace. It is grace is not a human thing. It is divine. So when we are asking for grace, we don't look at man. We are praying, oh Lord, this week, make grace available. And you are thinking about your uncle. You have failed in grace. Nobody made grace available to you. Grace is God's help for man when he doesn't deserve it. Listen to me. Grace, we don't deserve it. There is nothing you can do that can make you earn it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Please. You don't deserve it, and you cannot earn it by your actions and or by your inactions. It cannot be earned. It cannot be bought. It cannot be worked for. It cannot be boasted about. You can't earn it. You can't buy it. You can't work for it. It's only God that graciously he makes it available for men. I pray, let the Lord release grace upon every area of your life. In the name of Jesus. So if you are in church this morning, because if you come by your coming, God will look at your coming and show you favor. It doesn't work that way. Even if you come, he can decide to say today, no grace for you. Even if you did not come, he can decide to say grace for you. You can't question him. I have money in my pocket. See, I will not tell you how much. I can go like this and give him, and jump everybody and give her. Jump everybody and give her. You cannot question me why I gave him and did not give all the people here. It is not your money. It is my money. You can't question how God dispenses his grace. It is his grace, not your grace. It is his what? It is his grace. That is why many of the people you hate, they are still doing well, even though you hate them. Many of the people you have said, die, 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 they are still living well, even though you want them to die. Why? What is it? Grace! He does not consult anybody to make it available. Are we here? See, grace is free, but grace is costly. Grace is indescribable. Grace is something you can't describe. How can you describe me describing punishment and instead receive a prize instead of punishment? You cannot describe it. Grace is the face that God put on when he looks at my failures, my faults, and my flaws. If God puts on his holiness and looks down on earth, the earth will collapse. When he looks at your family, look at my family, looks at our church, looks at this world, the face he puts on is grace, so that he can look at our failures, our flaws, without anger. By his holiness, when he looks down on the earth, God will get angry. Even you. That's the way you do last week. If now you be gone, you're not going to get angry. But he puts on a face of grace so that he can down on us. May the grace of the Lord be your portion. In the name of Jesus. Listen, grace is offensive to religious. Father,
now me be God, I would have destroyed the world. I would have.
No wonder you are not God. Jonah, God asked him to go to Nineveh and preach the gospel. He did not go. Why? The people of Nineveh, the Assyrians, were the number one enemy of Israel at that time. And he knows that God is merciful. So let's say, I don't even know who to say my enemy is to explain. So let's say I have an enemy. This speaker is my enemy. And my God, I know that God must punish this speaker for everything that the speaker has done to people and to me. And then God now call me and say, go and preach to the speaker. So that I will show him mercy. Ah, the one way he's supposed to destroy? No, I know they go. So he went a different direction. In case you don't understand. Then brought him back. And he went and preached again. And you know the preaching of Jonah is the shortest in the Bible. Yes. Is it yes? Another 40 days. Or yes. Another day. And the Lord will destroy. One sentence. He doesn't want to explain anything. So that they will not give their life to Christ. So that they will not obtain mercy. But at the end of the day, they all fasted and obtained mercy. In Jonah chapter 4 verse 1 and 2, he said, I know you. I know that's all you are going to do. I know you are a messenger of God. Many of you, or many people in the world, when they look at you, you don't deserve it. But you have obtained mercy. You have obtained grace. It looks as if you don't deserve it. But God does not consult anybody before he blesses anybody. He doesn't come and say, Biodu, I want to bless 5 people in the church today. Give me their names. And I now come and say, by the grace bestowed upon me by God, for you to be blessed 10 million. Before the blessings can come, he does not consult even your pastor to bless you. That is called grace. Your father might like some other siblings than you. He can bypass your father, your mother, and all those blessings. And all those siblings. And make you their head. It is called grace. He does not consult anybody for it. I pray for you. The grace that elevates, let the Lord arise and place upon your family. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. Grace is scandalous. Jesus, a woman, was caught in adultery and he was brought before Jesus. So, a choir leader, a prayer leader, was caught sleeping with a church member and they brought him to the pastor. What does the bylaw say? What does the constitution say? What does the word of God say? It says he must be punished. He must be disciplined. He should stay at the back for 3 months. And at that 3 months, he must be washing toilets. He must be doing different things. So they brought the Bible and came to meet Jesus. Let's see what the preacher of grace will say. And everything they were saying, he just stooped down and was right. I was right. Master, are you not going to say anything? He that does not have sin, let him cast the first stone. And one by one, from the elder, they started going and leaving. And Jesus said, neither do I blame you, but go and see no more. Jesus, what kind of word is that? Are you not the one that wrote the word of God? Are you not the one called the word of God? Are you not the one that put punishment of stoning to death in the Bible? Jesus, what a scandal. Pastor, if we allow this person go, what example are we setting for others? Are we not going to bring in discipline to the church? Jesus, will people not take advantage and be committing adultery everywhere? If anyone has not committed, let him be the first one to throw the stone. Pastor, this will bring scandal upon our church in our area. They will say we condone sin. He that does not commit sin, let him be the first person to cast the stone. When grace is in operation, it looks as if God is weak to the religious. When grace is in operation, it looks as if God is not keeping his word to the religious. But grace
is the face that God puts on when he looks at me, when he looks at you. When he puts on the face of holiness, this church will collapse on us. The grace is making the house to stand, and is making him to release blessings upon us. Grace is unbelievable. Grace is unrealistic. Grace is unexplainable. Grace is unexplainable. Mark 16:9. Upon all the people on earth, when Jesus resurrected, the first person he will show himself to. Now, when he rose early on the first day, he appeared to Mary Magdalene. I love the Bible. He did, from whom he had cast out seven demons. So now we want to choose deacons. We want to choose chief evangelists. And yesterday there was a deliverance service. And somebody went through deliverance for like 2 hours. Come out! Come out! He was displaying and saying different things. Saying how I've lived my life. Saying the people I've destroyed. Saying that. And when I wanted to choose the first evangelist to proclaim my resurrection, I decided that is that woman, not even a man. In an age when women are uneducated and they don't speak, when women are supposed to be seen and not supposed to be heard, at that time, he chose Mary Magdalene. Why? Which language will he preach? Who will he face? Which Bible will he interpret? Does he even know it? You thought she is unworthy because I casted her demons out of her. But for me, she's the best. That is the definition of grace. It is unexplainable. Can I beg you? Don't fight grace. Celebrate grace. A grace of God upon a person, when you fight it, it will crush you. It will crush you. Envy will crush you. Celebrate grace upon people. Don't fight the grace of God upon people. Why? Hey, we knew when he came to Abuja. Why is he the one shining? He not concern you. Go and look for the reason why you are not shining. Forget him. When grace is at work, you look stupid in your comments. Grace. Can I hear somebody say grace? Psalm 84:11. Can we all give me New King James? New King James. Can we all read together? Let's go. For the Lord is a sun and a seed. The Lord will give what? And no good thing will he withhold from those who walk. Listen to me. It is only God that gives grace. Can I repeat it again? It is God's prerogative. He does not administer his grace by consulting with any man. If they want to ask you, how is God? What is the character of God? Just mention grace. Grace is a great description of the character of God. Can I move forward because of our time? I want to tell you some amazing acts of grace. Some amazing works of grace. But first, I need to make you understand again and again and again that God's grace is unearned, is unmerited, is undeserved. So, when grace have made the testimony available, beware how you share it. Testimony time is not the time to say what the devil has done, what you have done. Testimony time is the time to say what God, by his grace, has done for you. If you are not careful in sharing the testimony, you can give the devil the glory. You can give yourself the glory, and you will add praise the Lord to it. Testimony must not be dramatic for us to know that it's God at work. It must not be spectacular for us to know there is God as well. Listen to me. Grace is a leverage. If the tire of my car goes down, if I call the 10 strongest men in this church to lift the car up for me to fix the tire, they cannot. In fact, even if they lift it up, they can't hold it until I'm losing the tire. All what I need to do is go to my boot. I will carry something that is as small as this. Put it under the car and it will carry it. It looks small, but it carries great things. That is how great grace looks like. Great people cannot carry it. A small jack will lift it up. A tugboat, no matter how big the ship is, it will tow the ship. It is not by size, sir. It is grace. Are you here in church? It might not look spectacular. It might not look dramatic. The grace of God is coming upon you for an advantage. In the name of Jesus. Can I hear amen in the house? 2 Corinthians 9:8. I'll keep jumping. God help you to find where I am. Can we all read together? And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may have an abundance for every good work. Can we go back and look at it? God is able to make how many type of grace? There are different kind of grace. There are common grace, saving grace, sanctifying grace, restraining grace, empowering grace, sustaining grace. There are many. I've thought about that in the past. He's able to make all kind of grace available to you. And you have sufficiency in all things. Grace is available to all believers in every circumstance, at every time, and for every need. So whenever you enter any situation, good, bad, great, ugly, just ask for grace. But when things are working on well, we don't remember grace. When things are now not working, we remember grace. You don't understand grace. My people will say, when things are bad, things are good, needs prayer. Things are ugly, needs prayer. Things are great, needs prayer. Wake up every morning and ask for grace and ask for mercy. Can we pray, God? Can I hear you say, Lord, I receive your grace. Say that, let me, Lord, say, be gracious unto me. Say, oh Lord, arise and be gracious unto me, arise. And be gracious unto me, arise. And be gracious unto me, arise. 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 And be gracious unto me, O Lord. Arise, 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 arise. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Ephesians 4:7. Ephesians 4:7. Can we all read together? But to each one of us, grace was given. Read, let me hear you. But unto grace, according to the measure of Christ. Read it again, let me hear. Unto each one of us, say it again, let me hear you. You don't lack grace, sir. Hello, you don't lack grace. Stop looking at the grace upon people. Look inward. Look up unto God. There's grace for you. You don't lack grace unto each one of us has been given grace. Lift up your hand and say, every grace that God has made available for me, I experience it in the name of Jesus. Say, this grace gives me an advantage. I experience every grace that God has made available for me. I experience. And this grace gives me an advantage. This grace gives me This grace gives me an advantage. I receive grace. And this grace gives me an advantage. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Give me the keyboard. Let me just pause. I just feel we should pray. Lift your two hands up. And say, grace of God, overwhelm my life. Overshadow my life. Be upon every area of my life. Say, grace of God, overwhelm my life. Overshadow my life. Be upon every area of my life. Grace of God, grace of God, grace of God, grace of God. Grace of God, overwhelm my life. Overshadow my life. Be upon every area of my life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, grace of God. Overshadow my life. Overwhelm my life. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Romans 9, 10 to 16. Let's just read together. Romans 9, go with me. And not only this, but when Rebecca also had conceived by one man, even by our father Isaac, for the children, look at it, the children not yet being born, nor having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God, according to election of grace, might stand, not of works, but of him who calls. Look at verse 12. It was said to her, the older shall serve the younger, as it is written, Jacob I love, but Esau I have hated. What shall we say then? Is God unrighteous? Is there unrighteousness with God? Certainly not. When I was distributing the money, and I chose who to give and who not to give, was I partial? Some of you are saying I'm not partial, but in real life, if I'm sharing the money really, and I did not give you really, I'm not going to go to that church again. That pastor is very partial. But because we hate this God, they are saying he's not partial. Okay. Certainly not. Verse 15. For he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whoever I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whoever will have compassion. Verse 16. Everybody shall, can I hear your voice? So then it is not of him who wills, nor of him who runs, but of God who shows. Listen to me. Grace makes preferential treatment available. If it doesn't fall on you, you will be grumbling if you are religious. If you are godly and you seek grace on another person and it doesn't come and you say, oh, God of all grace, that makes grace available, the one that remember Rebecca, I am waiting. When you remember Elizabeth in the Bible, you remember Mary also. You that did it for him, do it for me. Then we don't do that. God, right now, after all this, I have served you. He just joined church now. All the testimony is being shared by him. You don't understand grace. Preferential treatment. Lift your hands up. Say by grace, I receive preferential treatment everywhere I go to. Preferential treatment everywhere I go to. By grace, 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 by grace. I receive preferential treatment in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Church one, let grace locate you. Let grace find you. Let grace locate you. Let grace find you. Let grace find you. Let grace locate 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 you. Your hands lifted. Can you pray that prayer with me? Say, grace of God, locate me. Find me. Find me. Find me. Let grace locate me. Let grace find me. Let grace locate me. Let grace find me. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Listen, God was about to destroy the world, but Noah found grace. When people don't understand grace, they read the Bible upside down. Let's check it. Genesis 6. Oh, my time. Genesis 6. Let's say from verse 6. Genesis 6. The Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth. And he was grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth. Both man and beast, creeping things and birds of the air. For I am sorry that I have made them. Leave it there. Leave it there. Leave it there. Go back. Leave it at verse 7. And he said, I am sorry that at that time that God was talking. Was there any exemption? Go back to verse 6. We need to show this because of religiosity in the life of people. The Lord was sorry that he made man on the earth. And he was grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth. Both man and beast. And you know the reason I love this creature is that it was using man. Man. He didn't say man. So while he was using man, he missed humanity and he missed everybody. When he was saying this, everybody has fallen short. But look at verse 8. Look at verse 8. But can we all read together? But listen to me. He was part of them that God was angry with. He was part of them that God was sorry about. But God just looked at, look for one man, Ojare. Noah. Grace has found you. Noah. So he comes to a local town and goes directly like Gideon to the least family, to the poorest of them all, and picks one and says, you are the one. He comes to a church like New Age Baptist Church and he touches everyone here and says, grace is for all of you. Are we here? But Noah found grace. Can you pray with me? Say, whatever is happening around me, I found grace. My family found grace. Whatever. I can hear you. Can you pray your advantage? Whatever is happening around me, I find grace. Whatever is happening around me, I find grace. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Listen to me. Sometimes when you find grace, people that don't deserve it, they find grace because of you. Lot was about to be destroyed with Sodom. But God remembered that if Lot is destroyed, Abraham will be in trouble. He will not be happy. He will not be sad. Because of Abraham, grace located Lot. Listen to me. Even if you don't want to prosper because you are in this house, grace locates you. In the name of Jesus. You are going to pray for you the sake of grace. Anything that will happen to another person that will affect you, let the grace upon this house, let that grace locate them. Can you pray for yourself? 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 Any area of my life, anyone, anything I have, that when it is affected, my life no longer be the same. Oh, the grace of God upon this house. Let grace locate them. Let grace locate them. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Brethren, remember, grace is an advantage. Listen, grace makes the most unlikely to be the best candidate. Go back to your secondary school. Look at people where you were in secondary school. The ones you fail, they are the ones that will be rich. They will do better. They will do great things. Many of them, it didn't go that way. But we thank God that some of them, it looked that way. Grace just look people discussing and say, ah, now Shola, ah, Shola, ah. The thing where Shola, ah, Shola, Shola will be the richest man in this country. Shola. The angel of God just passes and says, hey, now Shola, you want, okay. Me, now finicky. Just go and pick Afiniki. Say, Afiniki, grace on you. Grace picks the most unlikely and make them a sure banker. The most unlikely, and say, as you. May grace arise and locate you, sir. Can you pray for wherever I'm the most unlikely? Let grace locate me and change the testimony. Wherever I'm the most unlikely, let grace locate me and change the testimony. Wherever I am the most unlikely, let grace locate me and change the story. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I have 2 more minutes. They were about to crown a new king of Israel. He said, go to the house of Jesse. When he got there, there was Eliab. He has big macho like my own, you know. Should I show you? Ah, that is a warrior. That is the deliverer. The Lord said, I have not used him. Second one passed. Third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. I pray. See, when you are not there, the choice is not made until you get there. He was busy in the bush. Excuse me, sir. In the bush, make up bears and lion. Who sends their last born there? That is why some people will tell you he was not a son of a wife in the house. Because nobody picks last born and send them to the bush to keep things. Why the first 7 are at home? Have you been discriminated against? Are you being looked down upon? Just hold on. Grace is locating you there. Grace is locating you. In the name of Jesus. So 7 people passed. They were not choosing. They were waiting for him. Samuel said, we will not sit until he comes. So they were all at attention until he came from the bush. Listen to me. The word is standing at attention for a release of grace upon your life. The word is standing at attention for your shining. The word is standing at attention for your children's glory. In the name of Jesus. Grace does not make sense. It only makes sense to God. Lift up hands of God and God be gracious unto me. Be gracious unto me. Be gracious unto me. I receive the advantage of grace. I receive the advantage of grace. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. All heads bow, all heads bow, all heads bow, all heads bow. Jesus is the one that gives grace. Titus 2:11, the grace of God has appeared to all men. It has empowered all to say no to sin, to iniquity, to immorality. How do I accept grace? Jesus. Grace is a person. His name is Jesus. When there is no Jesus in your life, you can't have grace. No human being makes grace available. It's only God that makes grace available. He is the one that comes with grace and truth. And from his fullness, we receive grace upon grace. Grace upon grace. Brethren, we need you to know that the only way to access grace is through Jesus. You are here. You need to access grace. You need to give your life to Christ. So if you are here this morning and you want to give your life to me, so that you will enjoy the advantages of grace, from most unlikely to the most sure, lift your right hand up wherever you are. In the name of Jesus, lift your right hand up well. Just lift it up well. Mandala bagaria balebo shitelelebo kuria. Gadala bagaria gada. Ebetelebo kuria balaba garia. I receive grace. I receive grace. Etelebo goli mo kuria dadaba. Agadala bagaria lebo kuria. Grace only comes by accepting Jesus into our lives. I pray for a fresh release of grace. upon this house. Don't dilly-dally about this. Make up your mind. A week without grace is calamity. Stop looking around thinking, what will people say? Is it grace you need or what people will say? I give another 20 seconds. You want to receive your life, Jesus into your life, that grace may be made available for you. Please lift your right hand on wherever you are. We thank you. We glorify you. In the name of Jesus. Blessed be your name, Lord. If you have lifted up your hands, wherever you are, please, there's somebody at the back waving at you. Everybody giving a card. There's somebody at the back waving at you. Can we quickly go and see them at the back? Can we quickly do that? Lord, we thank you for your grace. We magnify you. We bless you. We thank you. We glorify your name. Thank you for grace. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice this week, in an unusual way, experience grace. Experience grace. Let grace be available for you. In an unusual way, in an extravagant way, in an unusual quantity, let grace locate you. In Jesus will be your portion, in the name of Jesus. Can the old church say grace to you, to them? Can they hear you again? Can they hear you again? David, can I pray for you? David was forgotten in the wilderness. But grace located him. Wherever you have been forgotten, let grace arise and locate you. In the name of Jesus. David made a mistake sinning against the law. He was supposed to be destroyed. But grace located him. Grace covered his errors and covers his mistake. For every mistake you have made on earth that is speaking against you, let the grace of the Lord cover those errors and mistakes. In the name of Jesus, grace made help available from David. I pray for you this week and beyond. Let help be made available for you by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, when Moses was young, babies were being killed. But grace preserved him. In this time of bandits, kidnapping, assassins everywhere, let divine preservation be your portion by the grace of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, the grace of the Lord makes a way where there seems to be no way. In any way you are struggling, that you are stranded, let grace make a way for you. In the name of Jesus, with everything within me, I bless you. And I say, let grace be made available for you. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Please, we want to attend to you at this part of the church. Somebody is waving at you there. Please just follow the person. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. Can we appreciate them as they go? If you are worshiping with us for the second time, can you wave your hand anywhere you are? Second time. Thank you for coming. God bless you. Thank you for coming. God bless you. Please, we have an important information for you. We will not take your time. 5 minutes maximum. There are some people waiting here with a banner waiting for you. Please, after the service, after we receive the blessing, please stand up and go towards their direction. They will take you somewhere to make the information available for you. Our flyers for next week and for the Wednesday service are available. Please pick a copy. I beg you, if you don't attend the Wednesday service, then you don't understand the mystery behind this church. There's a grace in the house, and there's a grace on the Facebook, and there's a grace on the Twitter. The Bible says there are different levels of glory. There's a glory in the house, there's a glory on wherever you are, join. But I've discovered that some people can come, but they want to watch on Facebook. Just watch and watch very well. And for people that do not come, please watch on social media. But with everything in my heart, I want to ask you to come so that a corporate prayer can never be compared with a single man's prayer. That's why many times when we are praying church and some people are not praying and they are jotting them prayer, I just laugh. You want to go and pray alone. There's a greater grace. The pastor is in the house. The leaders are in the house. The anointing are flowing. The angels are moving up and down. We are not sure about that in your house. Instead of you to be praying and rising, some who will not pray, they will just be writing. To do what? To go and pray alone. In that place, you have been praying alone since and nothing has happened. And you are in the house where there is a grace and there is anointing. Some are running after their children. A child you must have won before coming to church. May grace, may you not receive the grace of God in this house in vain. Grace can pass a person by. May grace not pass you by. A man can be under grace and not recognize it. And he will start running after it outside and not be able to find it like Esau. May that not be your portion. In the name of Jesus, stretch your hands towards the front. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you grace and give you peace and give you shalom all the days of your life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. See.